Well, pilgrims, this is the end of the journey, at least with the book, The Way of a Pilgrim, the Jesus Prayer Journey. Now, after today, we have to find our own journey. Wonder how we could do that. Well, maybe we learned something from this book. This is the final episode. And we join our pilgrim, if you recall. There's been a loud and violent accident out in front of the post office that he's staying at. And a woman has been severely hurt. The royal courier who's driving the wagon got up, dusted off, and went on. But the woman's in shock from being so frightened. And the postmaster had another drink to ease his hangover, and he went back to bed, leaving the pilgrim and the peasant woman by themselves. And we pick it up right there. Soon, the peasant woman got up and began to pace back and forth from one corner of the room to the other, until finally, she walked out of the hut. I said my prayers and realized how exhausted I was, but I was able to catch a bit of sleep just before dawn. In the morning, I took my leave of the postmaster and set off. As I walked, I offered up my prayer with faith, hope, and gratitude to the Father of all blessings and consolations, who had kept me safe in the midst of this disaster. Six years after this incident, I was passing a women's monastery and stopped in their church to pray. The abbess was most hospitable to pilgrims and invited me inside after the liturgy, asking that some tea be brought to me. Then, some unexpected guests arrived for the abbess, and she went to greet them, leaving me alone with her nuns. The one who was pouring my tea struck me as a truly humble woman, so I could not resist asking her, "Mother, have you been in this monastery a long time?" 5 years, she replied. "I was out of my mind when they brought me here. But God was merciful to me, and the Mother Abbess let me stay and be tonsured." "What caused you to go out of your mind?" I asked. "I was in shock from a terrifying experience that happened while I was working at a post office. It was at night and I was sleeping when some horses knocked out one of the windows and I went mad from fear. For an entire year, my family took me from one holy shrine to another. And it was only here that I was healed." Upon hearing this, my soul rejoiced and glorified God, who so wisely orders all things for the good. When I finished relating my stories, I said to my spiritual father, "For God's sake, forgive me. I have talked for too long." The Holy Fathers say that even spiritual conversation is vainglory if it is unrestrained. It is now time for me to go and join my companion for the trip to Jerusalem. Pray for me, a wretched sinner, that the Lord, in His infinite mercy, will grant me a good journey. My beloved brother in Christ, with all my soul, I wish that the grace of God, abounding with love, will bless your path and go with you on your journey, just as the angel Raphael accompanied Tobias. The end. By the way, for those who don't have the actual book, that closing reference for the angel Raphael to accompany you on your journey, just as Raphael accompanied Tobias, that is incident referred to is found in the Book of Tobit, T-O-B-I-T, which is normally not found in Protestant Bibles. The story is about Tobit, an Israelite living in captivity in Nineveh. And he sends his son Tobias on a mission to retrieve some money he has deposited in the city of Media. Throughout his journey, fraught with tribulation and adventure, Tobias is accompanied by the archangel Raphael, disguised in the form of a man who protects him along the way. Those closing words again, to each and every one of you, my beloved brother or sister in Christ, with all my soul, I wish that the grace of God, abounding with love, will bless your path and go with you on your journey, just as the angel Raphael accompanied Tobias. Amen.